And taking a look at sports here this morning, we'll start off with notes on the cross-country front. Quite a bit of news out yesterday from the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. They announced yesterday that dates previously set for the cross-country postseason will be split at next month's meets to accommodate competition and crowds with COVID-19-related precautions. State qualifying meets and the state meet will now be separated by classification and take place over 2 days. The state meet will remain in Fort Dodge at Lakeside Golf Course, where it's been run as a co-ed event since 1993. So Class 4A and 3A will now run their meets 1 day earlier than initially planned. State qualifying will now take place on Wednesday, October 21st for those classes, and the state meet held on Friday, October 30th. Class 2A and 1A will compete on the originally scheduled dates, with state qualifying on Thursday, October 22nd, and the state meet on Saturday, October 31st. Executive Director Gene Berger of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union said, "Our joint championship in Fort Dodge has long been a special event for our participants and fans. Changes to any successful championship are never easy, but holding a two-day meet is our best option this year. Our new plan really focuses on a safe and rewarding experience, something we all agree is our top priority." They have approved the changes here for this year. The state meet will continue to be hosted by the Fort Dodge Community School District and Fort Dodge Parks and Recreation at Lakeside Golf Course. Now, an additional precautionary measure at state qualifying meets, Class 1A will go from 5 sites to 8 sites. This will cut attendance at each 1A location by around 10 teams per gender. With this change, Class 1A will now feature 16 state qualifying teams, the top 2 teams qualifying at each site instead of the usual 3, and 10 individual state meet qualifiers for each gender instead of the usual 15 individual qualifiers at each location. The Iowa High School Athletic Association and Girls Athletic Union anticipate this will be a one-time qualifying change. Class 2A, 3A, and 4A will remain unchanged on qualifying teams and individuals for this year. And also yesterday, after that announcement of those changes on dates, they announced the state qualifying meet sites for each class. The actual assignments, the team assignments for each of those sites will be coming at a later date. But again, Class 3A and 4A will be contesting their qualifying meets on October 21st, and locations from the area in those classes, including Class 4A, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln as a host site, and in Class 3A, Winterset will be a host location. In Class 1A and 2A, we'll have their state qualifying meets then on Thursday, October 22nd, and these will all be 4 o'clock starts there at each of these locations for all classes. In Class 2A, the area site is Panorama, and in Class 1A, both ACGC, Audubon, and Mount Air will all be host locations. And also yesterday, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches releasing their latest team cross-country rankings, and in boys 4A, Dowling Catholic holds the top spot. Lewis Central was listed as a team to watch outside of the top 15. In girls 4A, Johnston is the top-ranked team. In boys 3A, Dallas Center Grimes holds the top spot, and Atlantic and Glenwood both listed as teams to watch. In girls class 3A, Ballard is top-ranked, and Harlan at number 4, Glenwood is at number 6. In boys 2A, Danville New London is the top-ranked school. Missouri Valley listed as a team to watch. In girls 2A, Mid Prairie Wellman is top-ranked. Panorama checks in at number 5. In Class 1A boys, Madrid holds the top spot. Earlham is at number 2. ACGC is 9th. Nottoway Valley is 10th. And IKM Manning is 15th. And in girls 1A, Hudson is top-ranked. AHSTW checks in at number 5. ACGC is 6th. And Logan Magnolia is at number 8, Earlham at number 15. That's a look at those latest team rankings. You can see the full top 15 list there on that same story on our sports page at KJN.com. In a college football note, former transfer Matthew Downing has been named the starting quarterback for TCU's season opener against Iowa State this Saturday. Coach Gary Patterson announced the decision on Tuesday. Last year's starter Max Duggan is also clear to play. Duggan, the Lewis Central alum, started TCU's final 10 games as a freshman last year, but he was sidelined much of training camp this summer after a previously undetected lifelong heart condition was revealed during enhanced testing protocols because of COVID-19. TCU didn't play its scheduled opener on September 11th against SMU after the Horned Frogs had a cluster of Frogs players and team support staff that tested positive for the novel coronavirus. That TCU-Iowa State game set for a 12:30 start this Saturday in Fort Worth will be televised on FS1. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio last night, Salvador Perez and Frankie Cordero each slammed two-run homers and collected five RBIs in the Royals' 12-3 thrashing of the Cardinals. Cordero added a solo shot in the seventh for his second career multi-homer game, helping Kansas City keep St. Louis 3.5 games behind the NL Central leading Cubs. In other action in interleague play, it was the Angels over San Diego 5-2. Arizona beat Texas 7-3. Tampa Bay was an 8-5 winner over the Mets. Oakland 6-4 over the Dodgers. In the American League, Cleveland 3-2 over the White Sox. Seattle beat Houston 3-2. Toronto a 14-1 win over the Yankees. Boston beat Baltimore 9-1. Minnesota was a 7-6 winner over Detroit. In the National League, Philadelphia 12-3 over Washington. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 6-1. Pittsburgh 2-1 winners over the Cubs. It was Atlanta 9-4 over Miami, and San Francisco was a 7-2 winner over Colorado. And Chicago Bears Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers has died. Sayers made his mark as one of the NFL's best all-purpose running backs and was later celebrated for his enduring friendship with a Bears teammate with cancer. Nicknamed the Kansas Comet, Sayers was considered among the best open-field runners in the game has ever seen, yet it was his rock-steady friendship with Brian Piccolo, depicted in the 1971 film Brian's Song, that marked him as more than a sports star. Sayers died Wednesday at the age of 77, according to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Relatives have said that Sayers had been diagnosed with dementia. In March of 2017, his wife, Ardith, said she partly blamed his football career. And we'll have high school volleyball coming up for you tonight online on KJN-TV. Atlantic playing host to St. Albert. It'll be their senior night. We'll have that for you set to start at 7:15. We'll get the broadcast rolling there on KJN-TV just a few minutes prior to that. That's a look at sports. Sports brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.